Karen, this airline ticket promotion expires in 1 hour. Did you think more about any of the places we talked about yesterday?
I still think Paris is the best option, Tom. It's as romantic as it gets. Imagine us there. We're strolling under the Eiffel Tower, sipping wine at cute little cafes.
Yeah, but Paris is not as affordable as Greece. Plus, everyone goes to Paris. It's such a cliché. The Eiffel Tower is so iconic that it's just as easy to experience it on a big screen TV or a painting as it is to go there. And Greek food? Come on, Karen. I'm sure that the Greek food we love at the place around the corner is not nearly as delicious as the real thing.
Except Greece is not as cultured as Paris. The Louvre, the art, history. Greece is just old ruins.
You do know that Greece is the home of the Parthenon, right? I mean, yes, it's old and in ruins, but it's real history. Greece is as historical as Paris, if not more. We can stand at the steps of the Parthenon and know that people who shaped the way we think about the world today stood on those very same steps 2,500 years ago.
Okay, but what about Tokyo? It's as exciting as Europe, for sure. Neon lights, sushi, gadgets. Plus, it's modern and traditional at the same time.
I don't know. For me, Tokyo seems like too much. It's not as relaxing as Greece, for one. And with the language barrier, it won't be as easy as Paris. At least in France, I can butcher some French.
You butcher every language. But fine, I'll agree. Paris is as romantic as Greece is sunny. And Tokyo is confusing.
So Greece, then?
Fine, but you'd better take a lot of photos. Those monuments and ruins might not last another 2,000 years.